From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Iran and the United States have each released prisoners Saturday. The complex swap was agreed to just before diplomats in Vienna were set to declare implementation of the major world powers' nuclear pact with Iran. The Americans freed include Washington Post correspondent Jason Rezaian, who had been held more than 500 days, a Christian pastor who had been held since 2012, and an Iranian-American member of the U.S. Marine Corps were also being freed. In all, Iran was to release five Americans. The United States is releasing seven Iranians who were either already in prison or facing criminal charges for violating economic sanctions. Meanwhile, Secretary of State John Kerry and other officials are in Vienna, supposedly on the threshold of announcing full implementation of the landmark nuclear agreement between Tehran and six world powers. The deal calls for Iran to curb its nuclear development program in exchange for the lifting of international sanctions. Taiwan's voters elected Tsai Ing-wen, as the island's first female president, delivering a crushing defeat to the Nationalist Party, which had focused heavily on growing relations with China. Her independence-leaning Democratic Progressive Party also won a majority in the legislature for the first time. That could have a big impact on economic policies with China. Speaking with the press shortly after her opponent, Eric Chu, conceded defeat, Tsai pledged to maintain peace with the world's second-largest economy and maintain stable relations with Beijing. This is VOA News.